Well, it's intriguing, isn't it? I mean, with all the injuries he's had over the years, it's a big surprise to me that he feels fit enough to go back on a cricket field. I mean, great news for Lancashire. It's a great news story, and it'll provide a lot of interest in their 2020 campaign. The question is, you know, I suppose, how close is he to the player he was at his peak? No one knows that. He probably doesn't know that himself. Is he going to be able to play uninjured? Again, that's a bit of an unknown quantity at this stage. So, you know, it's going to be really intriguing to watch. And I think everyone hopes that he comes through it and shows glimpses of his old form, because that would be brilliant both for Lancashire and the kind of profile of the game over here.
Absolutely. I mean, it must be, you get the sense, don't you, that he's got that sort of itch to get back on the field again, which I guess is the issue for any retired sportsman.
Yeah, it is, absolutely. And I think especially for someone like him who probably had to retire before his time, you know, he probably didn't deep down feel ready to retire. There's always that kind of thing at the back of your mind. If you are feeling fit and healthy, well, why shouldn't I give it another go? I mean, yeah, I suppose the question is, how many players have come back having retired and been successful in any sport? I mean, it's not all that common. So a significant challenge for him, but he's only, you know, potentially he's only playing one form of the game, and it's a form of the game that he's very well suited to play.
Do you ever get that itch?
I do, but then I get on the golf course, and that feels far more pleasant than having to fend off the new ball, to be honest with you. I do miss batting sometimes, I've got to say, but for me, I kind of went out at what I felt was the right time, and I've never had any regrets about that.